This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the NDTV World Summit 2024, the India Century, in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to address the summit. The Prime Minister said India's growth trajectory has truly captured global attention and the country's Yuva Shakti is taking the nation to new heights. Mr. Modi said he will be talking about India's key strides and also on why we remain a global bright spot. The summit will also see the participation of Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay, Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley and former UK Prime Minister David Cameron, among others. On Police Commemoration Day, Home Minister Amit Shah today bowed to the martyrs immortalized by the supreme sacrifices in the line of duty. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said this is an occasion that honors the infinite sacrifices the police personnel and their families make to see the nation safe. He extended heartfelt gratitude to them for all the sacrifices they have made for the nation. Mr. Shah also laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, or EPFO, has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said that around 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. Out of the total new members, around 2.53 lakhs are female members. The ministry said the surge in new memberships can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. The Regional Connectivity Scheme Ule Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, or RCS Udan, completes 8 years of its launch today. The scheme was launched on this day in 2016 by the Ministry of Civil Aviation. The Udan scheme focuses on improving unserved air routes in underserved regions of the country and fulfilling the aspirations of the common citizens. Under it, the first RCS Udan flight was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of April 2017. Newly elected MLAs of the J&K Legislative Assembly will be sworn in Srinagar today. Pro Tem Speaker Mubarak Gul will administer the oath to the MLAs, who include 51 first-time members. The oath ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. Shagun Parihar of the BJP is the youngest legislator at 29, while National Conference's veteran MLA from Chirar-e Sharif Abdul Rahim Rather is the oldest at 80. After Rashtriya Janata Dal, or RJD, now CPI-ML also expressed strong displeasure over seat allocation among allies of INDIA bloc. Both parties have given ultimatum to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha to meet their demands till 11 a.m. today, or they would be free to take any decision. In seat-sharing formula of INDIA bloc, 70 seats were given to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, while 11 seats were given to RJD and CPIM. Earlier, senior RJD leader Manoj Kumar Jha had said, there are 18 to 20 constituencies where the party has the potential to defeat BJP on its own. He added that this fact should have been taken into account. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Kashmiri doctor and six construction workers were killed by terrorists when they opened fire at a tunnel construction site in Gagangir area of Gandharbal district. This is the second terror attack in the last 3 days in which workers were targeted by terrorists. The attack has been condemned by Home Minister Amit Shah, saying that the dastardly terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in central Kashmir was a despicable act of cowardice. Odisha is gearing up to tackle possible disasters due to the severe cyclonic storm Dana, which is heading towards its coast and is likely to make landfall on Thursday morning. The state government has cancelled leaves of all officers and staff due to the impending cyclonic storm. Maldivian President Dr. Mohamed Moezu has decided to introduce India's UPI in Maldives. The President's office announced that the decision was taken on the recommendation of the Cabinet. Indian tourists will be able to make transactions in Indian rupees on UPI-enabled apps without going through the hassle of converting currency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.